Biden's new plan would raise the minimum wage to $20. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. Well, President Joe Biden has plans to, well, raise the minimum wage to $20. We already knew that Joe Biden had plans to raise the minimum wage to $15, as he had been campaigning about it during the election cycle. Watch this video.
I'm Joe Biden. It's time we had a $15 an hour minimum wage so families can earn a living and get ahead. As president, I'll make sure we get it done. I approve this message. And I can't do without you. So join me.
You know, in that video, he sounds so like, well, join me. This is the future. We need to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And, well, it's just not realistic enough. This article is from Newsweek, and it reads, Biden, Democrats amplify 15 minimum wage demands. Progressives say it should be $20. Now, essentially, what I believe is going on right now is, well, as we know, Joe Biden is nothing more than, well, a shell. He's a puppet currently. He's being controlled by the, well, radical left. And, well, Kamala Harris is the, well, most radical liberal in all of the United States of America. And as I said in the last video, I believe that she is very much pulling the strings, or she has a lot of influence on the decisions that Joe Biden makes. One of these, well, progressive changes that he plans on making is raising the minimum wage. Now, on paper, it sounds great. Let's raise the minimum wage from, well, let's say $10 to $15 or $20 so that more people can make more money. But the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that this wouldn't, well, have a positive impact on our economy. It would not only raise the cost of living, but it would raise the cost of goods in so many more things. Joe Biden's, well, plan to raise the minimum wage to $15 to $20 isn't realistic because not only is it going to kill our economy, but so many businesses are just going to lay off half their employees because it's just not realistic to pay a massive amount of money like that. President Joe Biden and a strong majority of congressional Democrats say they can pass a bill to increase hourly minimum wage to $15 an hour or more by March, with or without any Republican support. This is a flashback to the presidential debates and Donald Trump had this to say.
He said we have to help our small businesses by raising the minimum wage. That's not helping. I think it should be a state option. Alabama is different than New York. New York is different from Vermont. Every state is different. It should be a state option.
You said very recently.
We have to help. It's very important. We have to help our small businesses. How are you helping your small businesses when you're forcing wages? What's going to happen and what's been proven to happen is when you do that, these small businesses fire many of their employees.
Now, Donald Trump in that clip made a lot of great points. The biggest being is that, well, $15 an hour in Los Angeles, California makes a lot of sense, as that's not a whole lot of money because the cost of living over there is so much as it is. San Francisco, same thing. But when you have rural America, which is a majority of our country, when you have states down south, when you have states like Maine, for example, New Hampshire, where, well, $15 an hour just isn't realistic. Nobody can afford to pay that to their employees. Maybe Walmart can, maybe Target can, maybe McDonald's, maybe Burger King, these big chains, maybe they can afford to pay $15 to $20 to their employees. But I'll tell you what, the small businesses will not be able to afford that. And, well, if you voted for Joe Biden because you think he's great for the little guy and he hates big corporations, who is this going to benefit? Because I'll tell you who this is going to benefit. This right here is nothing more than a strategy to put out all of the small businesses, put them out, put out all the competition. Walmart, they are going to hold a monopoly. They already do hold a monopoly in some areas, but they are going to hold a mass monopoly if this goes into effect, because they are the only people that can afford to pay those high wages. The small local hardware store is going out of business. The small convenience store, out of business. These small businesses, these small communities, they're going under because these big chains are the only people on this planet that can afford to pay mass minimum wage like that. Now, listen, minimum wage, I get it. It sounds good to make more money. Everyone wants to make more money, but the answer is not minimum wage. And I'll tell you why. Minimum wage is a starter wage. It always has been a starter wage. It doesn't make sense for, well, someone that's 36 years old to be working a minimum wage job. Yeah, some people still do work minimum wage jobs, and there's nothing wrong with that. But listen, we live in a country, a society, we live in a capitalist society where everyone has to work their way up. Everyone just has to keep working harder and doing more. And well, the answer isn't, well, raising the minimum wage. The answer needs to be Educate people further. Allow people to make these smart decisions. There is no reason why a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old should be working at McDonald's. Those jobs are for college students. Those jobs are for young people, high school students, you know, people, young people that want to save money. That's what those jobs are meant for. They are not meant for older people, you know, late 20-year-olds, you know, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds. I understand people still work those jobs, but that just isn't realistic. I agree very much that this should be a statewide thing. Maine should have a different minimum wage to Florida. Florida should have a different minimum wage to California. So many states, Kentucky, they should have a different minimum wage, a minimum wage that makes sense for their people, for their states, for their businesses, because that is the only way that this is realistic in any way, shape, or form. You cannot expect a small business to pay $15 to $20 an hour because it doesn't make sense. They can't afford to pay it. Like I said, the big Fortune 500 companies surely can. Yeah, they can afford to pay it. But the little guys, the small businesses, they cannot afford to pay this. This makes no sense. And well, it is, well, quite frankly, mad. It's crazy. And this just goes to show you what the Democrats, what Joe Biden really has planned for this country. Biden and top Democratic lawmakers have reignited a push to increase the federal minimum wage for the first time in 12 years, promoting legislation that aims to pull 28 million full-time workers out of poverty by 2024. This won't fix the poverty problem, because the cost of living goes up, the cost of goods go up, and this is what people don't understand. This is what people don't understand, and it really blows my mind, because if everyone's getting $20 an hour, the people that were already making $20 an hour, that doesn't matter to them. It's the starter wage, right? The people that are making God forbid this raises any more than $20 an hour, if it even does raise to $20 an hour. Listen, inflation is a big problem in this country. And when you have more people making more money, everything is going to inflate because they have to pay people more, right? That's how that's the simplest way that I can put economics in this country. And it's crazy that not many people know what this is going to do to this country. However, this episode of America Divided is sponsored by our friends over at ExpressVPN. If you want to keep your private data out of the hands of hackers, go to expressvpn.com/divided and get 3 free months with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's expressvpn.com/divided. One more time, that's expressvpn.com/divided. Comment down below. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this minimum wage situation. Do you think Joe Biden should raise the minimum wage? I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are. In the meantime, guys, have a safe weekend. I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.